Grace for All is a daily devotional produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining us.
Mark chapter 9, verses 38 through 41 say, "Teacher," said John, "we saw someone driving out demons in your name, and we told him to stop because he was not one of us." "Do not stop him," Jesus said, "for no one who does a miracle in my name can in the next moment say anything bad about me. For whoever is not against us is for us. Truly, I tell you, anyone who gives a cup of water in my name because you belong to the Messiah will certainly not lose their reward." This short passage is enigmatic and raises more questions than it answers. How do we interpret these words of Jesus and his exchange with his disciple, John? I confess, I do not have many answers and will continue thinking about this scripture for a while. One thing seems to be clear. John and his colleagues want to stop people from exercising the authority of Jesus. Their actions and attitudes are based on the fact that the people who are doing these things are not a part of their group. They want to maintain the power of Jesus exclusively. But Jesus does not have that attitude at all. While those who are with him all the time are special to him and he treats them as such, he understands that his mission on earth is much broader than these 12 men. Jesus is not challenged when others outside his circle speak and act in his name. He sees the value in those efforts, and he's confident in their outcomes. How often do we get caught up on our groups and seek to devalue and even prevent the good works of other people? Like little children, we want what we think is ours, and we don't want others to have it. We forget that the good things we have and the opportunities to do good come from God, and we should always consider them a gift. And we should remember that God gives to others as he does to us. Father, help us to be more open to the good works that others may do and to never forget that your gifts are freely given. We have no special privilege or ownership in your kingdom. Amen. This devotion was written by Jim Stovall and read by Don King.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG.